First, we have changed the face and visibility of the women members of parliament. As I speak now, 42% of the chairs of the committees are women. This was not the position before I took office. We have also ensured that the public is close to the population. We have introduced an annual parliamentary week where the people come to parliament to study, to understand, and to see what happens in parliament. I've also established the first daycare center in Uganda at our workplace, and this has been taken up by the other government agencies. It's now government policy that there must be daycare centers in places of employment.
Madam Speaker, what is your view about the level of women participation in Ugandan politics?
The participation of women has changed over time, and I'm glad to say that in the recent primary election, a lot more members took an interest, and I see the representation changing. At the general elections next year, I hope to see a lot more women come in. One of the other things we've done as a House is to, at the lower level, make it possible for women to represent only one sub-county. In the past, I've been representing 2-3 sub-counties vis-a-vis one sub-county for the men. So now, starting with this election, they will only represent one sub-county. So that has been a support to ensure that they are not overloaded with a lot of responsibilities.
What do you see as some of the impediments to women participation in Ugandan politics?
Now, some of the impediments really are to do with funding for the campaigns. Campaigns are very expensive. Others are to do with violence and social attitudes. But of course, politics takes time out of one's schedule. So one has to balance the work life as well as the political life, as well as the family life, because women have a lot of responsibilities.
Next year is general election in Uganda, and I understand that Ms. Salamu Musamba of the Opposition Forum for Democratic Change, the FDC, has expressed her intention to challenge your seat in parliament. Are you prepared for this challenge?
What I can say about that is that the elections last week must have shown everybody in the country how strong I am in the constituency. So I'm prepared for anyone to come. I'm not worried about anybody.
What is your view, Madam Speaker, about the Ugandan Electoral Commission's decision to ban open public political rallies ahead of the 2021 general election, instead mandating virtual campaigning?
I don't know whether it's really the Electoral Commission that has banned the rallies. I think we are all clear, but we have a pandemic in the country, and that congestion can cause a lot of problems. Public rallies attract a lot of people. So there is a limitation on the number of people one can address. So it's a difficult choice. One, as a country, we had to fulfill the constitutional mandate to elect our leaders every 5 years. And at the same time, we need to do it in such a way that we don't endanger the population.